I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. The Chilean Court of Appeals has overturned the dismissal of a lawsuit brought on by three survivors of clergy sexual abuse by former priest Fernando Caradima. The suit was originally dismissed 5 years ago, but overturned after new evidence was found proving that the retired Archbishop of Santiago closed an investigation into Caradima. The appeals court awarded the three survivors 450 million pesos, or $661,000. President Donald Trump announced the U.S. would start, quote, cutting off or substantially reducing aid to three countries in Central America over a caravan that is currently heading to the U.S.'s southern border. The president did not specify how much aid would be cut. The three countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, received over $500 million in aid last year. Along with threats to cut aid, Trump tweeted that he had alerted Border Patrol and the military that the caravan was a national emergency and criticized Mexico's police and military for not stopping the caravan. France's foreign minister has asked Saudi Arabia to give a full account of the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and suggested France would respond with, quote, necessary measures if required. In a new surveillance video leaked today, it appears that hours after Khashoggi was killed, a man dressed in his clothes walked out of the Saudi consulate in an apparent attempt to create confusion over what happened. A Turkish newspaper also reported that a member of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's group made 4 calls from the consulate to the prince's office around that same time. The National Religious Retirement Office at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops stated that around 300 women's religious institutes will likely slowly decline out of existence in the next 10 years because of aging membership and declining vocations. As it stands, around 77% of women religious are older than 70, and the number of women religious in the U.S. was down to around 47,000 in 2016 from a height of around 181,000 in 1965. In a workshop sponsored by the Resource Center for Religious Institutes, bishops, religious women, canon lawyers, and others discussed the future of religious life and the effect the decrease of women in religious life has on the church. Participants stated that they felt the event deepened the relationship between bishops and religious leaders, and that despite the downward trend in vocations, they felt inspired. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.